Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey guys, welcome back to Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen, literally right next to my sister-in-law, Laura Whiffler.
We are together, physically in the same room.
If you don't know, we usually record over Skype because, well, we live a ways away from each other.
Yeah, about 5 hours away.
And like, even if we lived right next door, it would still be really difficult.
We would probably still Skype because, let's be honest, we have this thing called kids. It makes it very difficult. We have to hide in our basements. Yeah, to record.
But it's exciting. We are here together today.
Yeah.
And, and so we are talking today a little bit about redeeming our day and kind of turning it around when we feel like it's gone bad. But before we dive into that, we just wanted to let you guys know we've had a few questions about where we're at on Instagram. And we are there, but just not as Risen Motherhood.
We do exist, but you're not going to find a Risen Motherhood handle to follow. You can find Emily at Emily Jensen Writes.
Yeah, that's what I am there. Yeah, go ahead.
She doesn't even know her name. And then you can find me at Laura Whiffler. And, of course, go to risenmotherhood.com. Find, I don't know if we linked our Instagram, but we will figure out a way to make it easy for you from Risen Motherhood before this show goes live.
And we have a hashtag, Risen Motherhood, on Instagram. So if you even search the hashtag, you can probably find us.
Yeah, definitely. So we just can't manage so many different profiles. I don't know. I know there are some people that are on every single social profile in existence. And Emily and I will try it out, and we're just like, we're old ladies. We're going to just stick to what we know. And so, but you can find a lot of similar content on our Instagram accounts. As you hear on the shows, it's somewhat different. It's obviously like, run individually, but a lot of related content. So if you like the shows, you're probably, you will enjoy the Instagram accounts. So that's where you will find us if you've been looking. So,
yeah, I just feel so giddy right now.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I'm just, it's fun to be talking with you here on the couch.
And we just got coffees together, and it's like, it's nap time. And I don't usually have afternoon coffee, so I do feel a little wired.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. I know that there's a fine line between not enough coffee and way too much coffee.
Yeah. Emily may be on the way too much point.
Okay. I'm going to calm down here.
She's kind of heavy breathing next to me. Can you guys hear that?
Okay. So we wanted to talk today, though, about turning our day around.
Yes.
And not in the pull yourself up by your bootstraps, I'm going to try harder type of way, which is really subtle because as we were discussing this topic, we were kind of like, well, the culture really sends this message a lot. And kind of, you know, if you were to go look at self-help books or something, like, you can determine your future. You can make your day what you want it to be. You can, you know, if you just try hard and you're just driven enough, you can kind of live how you want to live. But that's not really what the gospel says.
Right. And I think there are a lot of days for us as moms where, you know, it could be like 10 minutes into your day and already it's going terribly. Or maybe it doesn't happen until the afternoon. But, you know, those days where you are just short on patience or your kids are just being a little more testy. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just the day has not gone well. Like kind of a string of bad things, you know, just unfortunate things that have happened. Where I know that there are days where I am just like, I just remember like my son threw up literally all over my body, like into my chest, you guys. And I had to go straight to the shower. Like, I mean, my clothes and all straight into the shower.
Ugh.
And my daughter had a blowout and they were within like 20 minutes of each other. I just got cleaned up and she had like the world's worst blowout that of course got all over everything because I didn't realize that's what it was happening. Yeah. You know how? And so like just a bad day where it's like a string of things that like no one can control happen and you just lose it, you know, and you're on that edge of, okay, fine. Everybody can watch TV today. Everybody can eat whatever they want. I'm going to just eat the world.
I'm going to eat whatever I want.
I'm going to eat whatever I want. And, you know, where you just sort of start letting your day spiral out of control.
And I know for me, like I am a very idealistic person, and I kind of have a picture in my mind of what kind of mom I want to be. And mm-hmm. so sometimes even my day will start out great, and I'm like, okay, I woke up early this morning. I checked that box. I took a shower this morning. Checked that box. I had my quiet time. And so because I did all those things, I think, okay, today's going to go great. And then, you know, my kids wake up and they wake up crying, like walking down the hall out of their room. And you're like, seriously, that's how today is going to go. And then they dump, you know, half a box of Cheerios on the floor before anybody's even eating any food. Yep. And you just, and you know, maybe I've like lost my temper, like right off the bat. Yep. And it's like, oh, this is not going to go well. And so we just want you guys to know we feel that.
Yeah, we have those days. Yeah. Or like a nap time day when you don't get nap time and you've been sort of counting on it.
You've been counting on it, and then the kid wakes up and you're like,
that might be one of the worst things where if you don't get nap time. I know for a lot of moms and some moms don't get nap time. Emily doesn't actually really get nap time.
Yeah, I've had to adjust to that.
But when you're like expecting like at least semblance of peace.
To take a break and take a deep breath and you don't get that.
Yeah, that's a really hard moment, let's be honest. Yeah.
So we want to talk about kind of what to do when we get in those situations and like you feel that prompting from the Holy Spirit, which is really subtle usually, kind of like, okay, I know that this is a moment where like I probably need to stop and change my perspective and maybe change the way some things are going. And you know, like you could do that and you sometimes choose not to. Like, how can we kind of get through those moments and pursue our identity in Christ?
Okay, so, you know, just take a second for a moment and think about, you know, yourself as a mom and the standard that you hold yourself to. And I am willing to bet that most of us hold ourselves to a very high standard of motherhood, of what we hope will be. And whether that comes from the world or social media or just our own self-imposed expectations on how we should respond to our children, respond to our husband, you know, the inner monologue running through our heads. Like if you start thinking about, you know, how did I respond in gentleness, in patience, you know, in self-control and peacemaking? And how was I loving today? And was I joyful in all that I did today? And probably the answer is that you didn't measure up and that you didn't do quite as well as you hoped you would.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably fell on your face in that. But I think what's neat is that even though we totally fail to measure up to not only our own standards, but God's perfect standards for holiness, but Jesus, he did all of that perfectly. Yeah. So like he was always responding in gentleness. He was always kind. He was always full of joy, even though he had difficult circumstances at times. He always obeyed God perfectly. And because he laid down his life for us and he died and received the punishment that we deserve, we now get to live in light of that. And we get to, it's for us, like we did all of those things right.
Yeah, God sees us the same way that Jesus responded. Yes. Like he sees us as perfect as Jesus was and lived.
Which is crazy.
And yeah.
That is like this identity stuff we keep coming back to and talking
blows
to.
Blows your mind.
We need to tie our identity to that truth. Yes. We need to live like that is true about us. And when we sin and when we fall short, not go back and identify with
Our guilt.
Bad mom, or like mom who, you know, yells at her kids, or I'm a mom who's lazy, or whatever those things are. That is not who we are in God's eyes. And as soon as we identify and like kind of tether ourselves to that, we walk in it.
Yeah.
But when we tether ourselves to Christ and we say, no, like, God already sees me as having an A++.
When you are really an F student.
Yes. And so I don't need to add anything to that. There's nothing I can add to it, but I can be really grateful and I can live like that now. Yep. I have the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's a message that we need to preach to ourselves.
Yeah. And when you really believe that, like Emily keeps saying, like it transforms everything that you do. It transforms the way you respond.
Yeah.
It transforms your thinking in the moment when you are feeling those thoughts that are coming through of just saying like, I'm a bad mom, or I let my kids watch way too much TV. I fed them too many fruit snacks. My house is not clean enough. You know, like whatever it may be, like that is wherein you can bring in truth and speak that to yourself. And so what does this practically look like? It says, okay, I had my inner monologue of negativity running through my brain, and this day has been an utter failure.
Or you saw your sin, you saw that you weren't patient, you saw you know, you just acknowledge that, you're feeling that,
confess that,
that true conviction, kind of.
Then
what?
Then you speak truth to yourself,
and
And then, that can be through scripture, yes, or through just correcting your mind through godly and biblical truths. So, mm-hmm, and then, yeah. And then from there you walk forward and you change your action. And so we want the message of today to be to, hey, redeem your day, moms. Mm-hmm. Like, we want you to know that no day is too far gone. Yeah. You are never too far gone. Like, as, yes, a mom, you're never too far lost. You're never too bad to be, yes, redeemed and to change the way your day is going to look going forward.
Yeah. And we can do that because of what Jesus did for us. And so, yeah, we just want to commission you guys there and just practically talk through just a couple of moments that Laura and I have had, mm-hmm, where we've experienced that, and kind of maybe a time when we've responded sort of rightly.
Okay. That might be hard to find. No, but my Mother's Day is a good example, mm-hmm, of just a day that sort of went south real fast. It was like 4:30, mm-hmm, in the morning, and my husband got called into a work emergency, and it was the moment that I knew that, bummer, like, this, mm-hmm, is not, this won't be really be Mother's Day at all today. And because no one's going to be able to tell my 3-year-old to say Happy Mother's Day. And, so it was, you know, it was, yeah, really hard. And it was kind of one of those days that just started out really bad. And, mm-hmm, but by God's grace, I was actually, you know, it's a Sunday. So I went to church, mm-hmm, and was just really convicted that, like, hey, I'm spending Mother's Day doing the one thing that, like, mm-hmm, I'm supposed to be doing. And doing my job and caring for my children. And there was part of me that wanted to say, let's just turn on the TV. Let's go out to lunch. Let's go out to dinner. You know, let's, mm-hmm, you know, kids, you go do your thing and I'm going to go do my thing because this is my day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really just felt like, no, I want to enjoy my children this day, yeah, and be intentional with them and be joyful that I get to spend, yeah, time with them. And so, I was convicted of just, yeah, having a pouty, you know, kind of mournful attitude, mm-hmm, about my lot in life. And praise the Lord that I was able to just turn that day around. Yeah. And actually, it ended up being a really fun day with my kids. And we went to the park, and it was really good. But know that, too, it didn't go perfectly. You know, yeah, like, I was able to turn my thoughts around. But it wasn't like, we want you guys to hear, too, mm-hmm, that just because, you know, you take control of your thoughts and you get your heart set on the right things and, mm-hmm, focus, that doesn't mean that that day is going to be perfect.
But it means that I think we're going to be more aware of the fact that God is with us.
Yeah, definitely.
And that we can be grateful and have right perspective just eternally on our situation.
It certainly makes your attitude better. Like, the days, yeah, that I've done it, I have felt so much happier. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm glad I chose this, because otherwise I'd be pouting around and, yeah, complaining in my heart and probably to my kids. Like, there is, like, it truly does transform, mm-hmm, when your perspective is shifted to the right things, to godly, mm-hmm, things. Like, your day really does, like, mm-hmm, I want to say go better, but I feel like that's dangerous territory.
Well, our heart attitudes are better. And yeah, of course, like, if, even if you have hard circumstances, I think if you're looking through it, looking at it through the lens of what God has done for you and how grateful you are, you're going to enjoy your day.
Yeah, you look at it. Yeah, yeah, yes.
So, exactly. And yeah, I'm trying to think if I have, like, great specific examples, but something my 3.5, almost 4-year-old keeps saying to me lately is, he's like, Mom, what are you so mad about? He's, like, really into facial expressions.
And they can read, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not smiling, mm-hmm, he's like, Mommy, what are you so mad about? And it's just been really interesting for me to pause. And a lot of times I realize I am grumping around, mm-hmm, the house. I'm like, you need to go there, and you need to do this, and you need to stop doing that. And
No.
And it's just always a really convicting moment for me of, like, yeah, what am I modeling? And I would say, you know, sometimes I'm kind of like, Mommy's mad because you're not obeying.
I know.
You need to stop. But other times I do pause and I think, you know, this is not the example I want to set. And, like, I need to remember God is not mad at me,
yeah,
for what, mm-hmm, I have done. He has poured his wrath out on Jesus. And so I can go forward and, mm-hmm, have a joyful attitude. I can have a gracious attitude towards my children. I can show them more mercy. I can show them more patience because God has been very patient with me. And so, yeah, I'm glad that at least I'm getting used to doing that more. I think, mm-hmm, and once you do it some, it gets a little easier.
It's true. Practice makes perfect, but practice makes easier, I guess you would say.
Yes. And it's just that inner monologue. And why we're doing Risen Motherhood, because we want to help moms, as we are trying to help ourselves, put those thoughts on Jesus and be thinking in terms of, how does my faith in Christ impact this, yes, really mundane, everyday moment that I am dealing with, yes, right now? Because it's not too spiritual for that everyday, exactly, moment. It's needed.
The gospel affects everything.
Yes. So I don't know if we have a challenge for ourselves.
Oh, a challenge. Wow. This is getting, this really sounds like a diet.
Okay. But you can have cookies on this challenge or Fritos or whatever it is that people like.
She knows my weakness is Fritos.
Mine is cookies. So Fritos came out.
Yeah, now
it.
You guys know. Well, I think the challenge really is to just walk forward throughout your day and even today, no matter what time you're listening to this podcast, and know that it can be redeemed. It can be changed, that you can take back your day because of the power and the sacrifice of what Jesus did, not by your own, again, like we said at the very beginning of the show, not by your own bootstraps, but because of what Christ did for you, you can walk forward and in freedom and not in guilt.
Yeah. And you may even have something on your mind right now that you're like, I know that thing that I really have already done today that maybe isn't so great. And so we just want to encourage you as well to like face that.
Yeah.
And stare it in the face and be like, yeah, that wasn't right. We want to, you know, make that right with whoever you need to make it right with. And don't hide that. Give it to the Lord and know that like there is grace for that.
Yes.
Jesus paid for whatever that thing is too, whether you already had an argument with your husband today, you know, maybe over a parenting thing, or you already snapped at your kids, or you already, you know, were inconsistent with discipline, whatever it is, God already knows that about you.
Yeah.
And he is not shocked, and he wants a relationship with you, and he is not mad at you because of what happened in Christ. He poured all of that out.
Yes. And it's him who's bringing it to mind right now. That's why you're thinking of it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Zingers. Now I got, now we're like,
we have them too. We have them too.
We have them too. So, all right. With that, I think we need to wrap up. You guys can find all of our show notes. We'll obviously have more articles and information and helpful tools over on show notes at risenmotherhood.com. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter with Risen Motherhood stuff. And then, like we mentioned, Instagram for our personal profiles if you'd like to follow us there. Mm-hmm. And please, if you think of it, we would love it if you would share the show. It is the best way to get the word out, and we want as many moms as possible to hear about the gospel and how it can transform their mothering. So take a second and share it if you think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening so much today, guys.
Yeah. See ya.